All right, everybody. Welcome to the Bio Bros, episode one, part two. So this is going to be our first episode on all the major streaming platforms. It's going to be a bit of an origin story thing. We are now moving to every major streaming service you can think of for podcasts, as well as YouTube. So we have 14 episodes on YouTube. Those are going to be YouTube exclusive. We're restarting the number count, so everything's consistent across all platforms. But in case you haven't watched those 14 YouTube exclusives, I'm Shaw, one of the hosts here, and Alex is my co-host over in North Carolina.
Hey, yo.
So, we'll get into it here. I'm Shaw, I'm from Arizona, and I'm a biology student. Alex is a biology student, too, but I'll let him have his own little rant. And this show is basically talking about all things biology, with an emphasis on keeping living things in your home. So pets, plants, that kind of stuff. We've been doing this forever. I'm sorry, I'm speaking for Alex a little bit. I'll let him have his own second. But basically, we've been longtime fish and reptile keepers, expanded into plants recently. We have a bunch of cool conversations on our own. And we're like, you know what? Let's share this with the people. This stuff's really cool. I'm sure other people want to hear too.
Yeah, so like Shaw said, I am also a biology student. I am 24 years old. I am currently trying to get my degree in zoology to either be a wildlife biologist or wildlife conservationist. I have been keeping plant or reptiles and fish and things like that since I was at least 11 years old. Fish, younger than that, but reptiles since I was 11. I have successfully bred two different species, both leopard geckos and Madagascar giant day geckos. I am just an absolute lover of animals in every way, shape, or form. I have, like Shaw said, recently we've more and more got into plants. We got into them before like the big boom of everybody getting into them, but we've really gotten more and more in a couple of years recently and more finite. Into them now.
Yeah, so I'm kind of the same story. I'm a third generation fish keeper. My grandfather kept fish in the initial boom in America when aquariums started to become popular. He was one of those people. And then that led on to my dad keeping fish tanks, which led to me keeping fish tanks. And I even have an aquarium from my grandfather that still has a lot of his original corals in it that are, I'm sure, older than me. I couldn't even find an official like record of when they were because he didn't really take pictures of his tanks or anything. He wasn't a huge social media guy, so who even knows? But kept those forever. Got into reptiles pretty early with my first turtle, who my grandpa actually bought for me. Still have her. And kind of spiraled out of control from there. And now I was always the animal kid, and now I'm here doing the same thing, keeping all sorts of different creatures wherever I can, and potentially worked on breeding for a bit. I tried to be a reptile breeder, realized that wasn't for me. Now I just keep what I love. Pretty recently, I've really taken a big focus on naturalistic vivariums. I want all my tanks to look like they've came from nature. I want them to be beautiful. I want them to be pieces of art in my house. That's a thing I've been focusing on recently, and big fan of that. As far as plants go, I got into carnivorous plants, Nepenthes and Drosera specifically. We'll have more episodes on plants and all that too. And just kind of how it's been for both of us. We had very similar origin stories, but how do we meet, Alex? Let's fill them in on that one. How come you're in North Carolina, I'm in Arizona, we've never actually even met in person, and we're starting a podcast?
Yeah, so essentially we met in a group chat for fish and that we had on Instagram. We have a mutual friend who also lives in North Carolina. I knew him working with him and things like that. So he added me to the group chat And then we all became friends in that group chat, or still in that group chat currently, as well as have a separate group chat that is just like plants and stuff, and we're all good buddies. I'm sure almost everybody from the group chats will be on here as a guest at one point or another. But it's essentially these group chats are where we just talk about plants and animals and like show different animals and posts and things like that. And discuss about all the nitty-gritty nerdy stuff that we do all the time. And essentially that's kind of what gave Sean and I the idea of making this podcast was we were like, well, we're always talking about this stuff anyways, so why don't we talk about it and give it out to the public so like they can actually see this stuff and listen to our nitty-gritty rants and things like that and learn from it. And maybe even enjoy our conversations like we have.
Yeah, and we have a lot of just discussion too. Like, we'll talk about do we like this or do we just like this? And just have general discussion about things. And so, if you watched any of those previous 14 YouTube exclusive episodes, you'll see we kind of have a few different styles of episodes. One of them I like to call like a lecture, where we pick a topic and we do kind of a deep dive into it and we really just talk about that. It's fairly serious. And another type is just a general discussion where we have a fairly broad topic and we just talk about our thoughts and opinions on it. And I'm a big fan of those too, because it kind of lets you guys know us a bit more. And some things there's not a right or wrong answer. Like we did one on wild caught versus captive bred. And you can't necessarily say one is always bad and one is always good, because there's hundreds and hundreds of species of animals, and it's different between reptiles versus fish versus mammals versus plants even. And so it's just our discussion on that one. And then we'll have episodes that are more serious. We're like, okay, we're talking exclusively about how scientific names work. That's going to be just pretty straight up, more lecture based and more factual.
And then the like our goals with this podcast really are just to help people learn about the reptiles and all these animals we keep and the plants we keep and things like that, or just things in general. And we really want to like cater to everyone, so people who've been in the hobby for 50 years or people who are just now getting into the hobby. And we just want to like share our experiences and our knowledge about these animals and plants that we love so much with the public and maybe help some people along the way.
Yeah, and that's an important thing too, is perspective. Like, I feel like a lot of people get too deep into it and they forget about where they started. And the opposite happens too. People get started and then they almost fear learning too much. Like, it's hard to cross that boundary between beginner and advanced, or like a hobbyist versus a scientist. It feels like there's a big divide, but there really isn't. So we want to be able to cater to everybody. We want to be able to give that hardened scientist level guy that's been here forever some perspective of what he was like back in the day. It's like, you know, I haven't even thought about this topic for ever. That's interesting. Good. Glad I got to hear it. And the same thing for beginners. We want to lure them in with a top three beginner reptiles video. And then next thing you know, they're like, oh, I'll watch this episode about how scientific names work. All right, I'll watch this video about how this specific thing, or how evolution, how plants and animals evolve together. And it's like, oh, okay. And now they're learning more and more and more. And we're helping you guys level up. Selfishly, it gives us a reason to research into things we don't necessarily know a ton about and learn ourselves. Like, that's something I really enjoyed in those previous episodes, was going and doing some research and learning things. And that was super cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's essentially we want to help the people in the hobby who enjoy the hobby, who are getting in the hobby, Helping them learn things, helping them remind them of like what it was when they first started or how it's changed since they first started and things like that. Give a new perspective. But as well, again, like Shaw said, it's kind of selfishly, we just are enjoying more, learning even more about our hobby than even we knew, or about the science behind this kind of stuff. And we're just enjoying that, and we want to bring our conversations to the public. And if y'all enjoy it, that's amazing. If you don't, I'm sorry, but we are just going to keep going.
Yeah, this is more than just like a hurry, we want to get sponsored, we want to go big kind of thing. We started this because we enjoy it, and that's the vibe we want to keep forever. We want to be able to keep this two friends for the most part. Occasionally, we'll bring in some guests, but just talking about things we enjoy, and hopefully you're that third friend that's listening in, like, oh, this is cool. Like, this is, you can tell that we actually care about this stuff, and a pretty chill but still educational vibe to it. And I think that's kind of something we're missing. Like, people either take everything not seriously enough, and then they're dressing up their animal, their reptiles and stuff, and a little unnecessary in some cases, or they're like, no, it has to be very perfectly serious. It's like, no, there's spectrum of acceptability, and let's just, you can be totally chill about serious topics still, like, or not serious necessarily, but in depth doesn't have to be like scary and like feeling like you're gonna get graded on a quiz.
Yeah.
So this one's gonna be fairly short, just a little intro. It's not a true episode. We just want to make sure that there's something people can go to get a little bit of insight on us, because this show is not really about us, it's about topics, and we happen to be the people talking about them. So we kind of wanted this one just to be like, all right, who are these guys? Do we really, like, what are they about and all that? Get something out there on all the traditional streaming platforms like Apple, Spotify, all those things. We're going to be out there. So we wanted something on here so people know what we are. Remember, we have those 14 YouTube exclusive episodes. Go watch those ones. Those ones are pretty fun. And we will totally redo those topics at some point. But for now, it's going to be a while. So if you want to get any, if we start making episodes and you're like, I wish I had talked about that, check the YouTube exclusives. We might have it. We just recently did a Halloween special. This recording is just shortly after Halloween, so that was a fun one. We'll do a Christmas special here shortly too, I'm sure.
Oh yeah. And then also, so we're planning on posting episodes every Friday at noon. We've been pretty good about sticking with that schedule. I know this episode or this intro should be coming out Wednesday around noon. At least that's the plan. And then we'll still have the first true episode is going to be Friday. It'll be uploaded, again, around noon. That is the schedule we are planning to stick to. If anything comes to any changes, we would post it on both our social media and on YouTube and things like that. So make sure to follow us on Instagram or YouTube. We will be posting updates about episodes and things like that, as well as we post our animals, our setups, feeding videos, all kinds of stuff pertaining to the podcast, as well as just to our animals and collections in general. So if you want to see those kinds of things, I know this is more of an audio thing. If you want to see the visuals and stuff, check out our Instagram, which is the Bio Dude or the Bio Bros.
Yeah, so like you said, anticipate weekly episodes. If anything changes, we'll be sure to let you guys know. And then no matter where you're watching this, push all the good buttons. Like, follow, share, favorite, drop some comments. We do read through all the comments. We like to hear what you guys think. Episode suggestions, all that kind of stuff we like on there. Instagram is the best place to get a hold of us for all that kind of stuff. But other than that, think it's about a good wrap for just our intro. So remember, push all the good buttons wherever you're listening, and have a good day. We'll catch you for a real episode next week.
Hope you have a good one.